For the next hour, we're talking dirt on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case Tony didn't hear.
He's been working on that all day.
All day, and that's the best I got. Sounds better than I've done all day. So
that's true.
If it sounds bad.
There's a spiral notebook in front of him with all kinds of scratches and improvements done to that song.
Yes. Folks, this is Talking Dirty. David Lord, Tony Lord, Mr. Phil. Hey. He's moderating. There you go. And he's up today. That's why we got one word out of him. And it's the loneliest number, man. All right. So Tony, I got to ask you a question.
Ask me a question, please.
I have one pet, and I've really never had a pet before. I mean, cats, but I don't call them pets. I like them.
Yes.
But, I mean, it's not like you go, hey, kitty, you want to go for a walk? Because it doesn't work. But you
but
have
you
several
still do
dogs.
It anyway.
Well, I probably do.
I know I do.
So I got to ask you, you ever buy your pets like a present?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I don't feel so bad.
No, trust me, you pet owners out there, if I believe I know where this story is going, you will, you'll latch right onto this.
Okay, so you look, I finally had a pet 3 years ago. He was supposed to be a little lap dog, Jack Russell, who is now 58 pounds. It's embarrassing. My own vet gives me a hard time about it. I had to take my dog off of ice cream. Now, that's just not right. It's not American. But he made me do it, and I did a good job.
He was becoming a mini laps dog.
Yes, so you know, each step of this has been, you know, all the stuff that Dad used to go, I don't want a pet in the house. And he never talked about it, cared about it or anything. So, you know, I live in the house I grew up in. And I when we finally got the pet, I prayed really hard, Dad, please don't be angry at me. Well, it turns out I don't like the dog. I love the dog. I love him. He loves me. I love him. We got a great relationship. And so, I started buying a toy every now and then. And it's usually when I feel extra guilty about leaving. And so you know, look, I bought stuffed animals before. Yes. And for that day, he is the happiest dog ever. I mean, that's the thing. You know, the part about gifts is you love to give them to your kids. And they love you until they're 16. And then, so I get him a present, and like it may be a stuffed animal, and then he prances around. He shows it off to you. You get to play with him a little bit. And then later, he is so proud of himself because he's ripped all the legs and arms off, and he's sitting right in the middle of all the stuffing, just laying there. Like, I did it. I solved the Rubik's Cube. So I'm out shopping for tools.
Oh, okay.
We needed tools at the store, so Paul sends me out, and I go to Harbor Freight. I guess I can say that. I went to Harbor Freight.
Give him a plug.
And there we go. And so I'm walking around, and I buy my screwdrivers and a hammer. I mean, the guys lose them all the time. We have the best service department in the world, but they lose tools like it's going out of style. So I look around, and all of a sudden, I got my cart, and I'm walking, and I went, whoa! And I had to back that thing up. And I did. And I backed up, and there was like this whirly bird thing. And I thought, oh, that's the ticket. And basically what it is the whirly bird thing is like a stick and a whirly bird thing. And then a rubber band. Now, remember the last part, the rubber band. So I buy it, and it has two of them in there. I went, oh, I got a great idea. Me and Katie Bug. We go out to this place, I can't say where, large area, plenty of room for him to run, and he loves it. We go every single day. It's his favorite thing, and if we don't, he will look away from me. So I do it every day. And so, he gets very upset with me. So I get it, and I come home. I'm very excited. I've already called my wife. She's very excited. And I get there, I say, Riley, are you ready to go to your, we call it the running spot. And the reason I can't tell you is because, look,
it's his sanctum sanctorum.
whatever the heck he just said. The reason I don't want to say it is because, you know, all his fans will come out there. And, then, you know, it's very distracting to a puppy to fans, yes. autographs, stuff like that. So I can't tell you for that reason. So we go out there, and I have visions. Katie on one side of this place, Davey on the other side. We're going to shoot our whirly birds up, like I'll shoot one, and he'll run after that, and then she'll shoot one from, and he'll run back over to me, and it's a perfect scenario, perfect. So I get it out, and I do what every guy does. I rip open the package, and I throw the package in the car, and I start to get it out. My wife says, what about the instructions? And I went, we don't need no stinking instructions. I'm a guy. We don't use those things. And so we get it out. And I say, no, I'll show you how to do it. Let me show you. And I get it, and I put the rubber band on the stick, and I get my whirly bird thing, and I shoot up in the air. I get ready, pull it back. Kapow! Oh, my gosh. It hit me in the thumb.
Oh, yes.
And it's cold. So my thumb is already red. And my wife went, babe, let me show you. And she gets it, and he points it up in the air. Kapow! Ah, my thumb. It got my thumb. How does that happen? So I did what any normal human being would do, and I ran back to the car, and I got the instructions. Now, I had to put them together because I had shredded the whole thing as I opened it. Mm-hmm. So we put it together, and I think we got it all in the right direction, and we saw how to do it. And Katie went, oh, no problem. She shoots it up in the air. Boom! It's beautiful. It goes way high. You could go as far as you want. And then it just helicopters down.
Oh, wow.
And it lands.
Okay.
It's really cool. See? See? You're already envisioning
I'm
how
getting
awesome
a mental
this will
picture
be.
Now.
And we go, okay, Riley, you get ready. This is going to be so much fun. So she goes way down that way. I go way down this way. And I go, all right, we've read the instructions. We are ready. I pull back. Shapow! Ah! My thumb! And then I say, Katie, you do it. Shapow! Shiitake mushrooms! And then I said, shapow! Oh, my thumb! And I'm telling you, we did that about 5 or 6 times. And then finally we said, can we quit? Can we just quit? Riley? Riley?
Oh.
Riley, where are you? So we walk back towards the car, and you have to walk a long way, and then you go down this hill. Riley is in the car, in the driver's side, sitting in the front seat, of course. He is bored to tears. So I guess the moral of the story is animals are obviously a lot sharper than me because he figured out this is a complete waste. These two idiots have no idea what the heck they're doing. So the toy thing didn't work. So you know what? I went back and gave him a scoop of ice cream. Sorry, vet. Sorry. So that's my story about my puppy. So there you go. And I might as well go ahead and tell them who we are, Tony.
Oh, yeah. That might be helpful.
We are A&A Vacuum Art. We are a 3-generation business since 1954, family business. We service and sell all kinds of floor care products, but only the very best floor care products out there. But Tony and I say this all the time. You know, we do. We're local.
Yes.
And you know, we said this the other day. We don't want anybody to come to us because we're local.
That's absolutely
I mean,
right.
That's
we
nice.
Had a conversation about that earlier in
you
the week.
You see,
yes.
So I'm not lying.
No, this
so,
is true.
So,
I'm affirming it.
There's proof. So we don't want you to come. We want you to come to us. Because we are the best. And I truly think if you do come to us, you're going to find out we're the fastest group of old people you've ever
yes.
seen in your life. We will always work harder than Amazon because we know, even though we carry the very best in the business, we happen to know you could still buy that on Amazon. So we want to sell it to you at the price or around the price of Amazon, and then we want to give you extra years of warranty, because what you know is Amazon doesn't warranty anything. You mail it back to somebody.
That's it.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I've got my good friend, one of my best friends, Mr. Rick Fetch from the Miele Company, to come in and talk about Triflex. So we're going to have a great show, folks. Hang on, and we'll be right back. This is David, Tony, and Phil talking dirty. We'll be right back.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is actually Tony Lord, but never fear, David is still here. I did not plan for that rhyme. He is to my right, though, and I've got Phil across the table. He is moderating and doing a fine job. This is A&A Vacuum. You are listening to the Talking Dirty Show. We've got two locations you need to check out. One in Mobile on Cottage Hill Road. It is 5301 Cottage Hill Road, to be exact. About a block and a half west of University. If you want to give a call out there, it is 251-661-3549. For you folks in Fairhope, we've got a Baldwin County location for you. It is 19551 Greeno Road. That's Highway 98. Same thing. I think it turns into Greeno right in front of my store. The number out there is 251-928-9286. It's about three quarters of a mile south of Thomas Hospital on 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. I know I probably bore you with this, but I can't stress it enough. You need to check out our website. It is aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. As far as vacuum websites go, it is the best you will ever find. I'm not kidding. It gives the entire layout of our store. We are so non-pressure that we want you to get a layout of it, see everything there. There are also little tutorial videos, so you don't necessarily have to start your search out by coming in without any information. You can get all you need there. If you've got particular interests like uprights or canisters or steam mops, there are even little categories that you can click on so you can get all the information on simply what you're interested in. So get on it. It's aavacuum.net. The only thing I will say is bring us your vacuums, definitely, but we do not work on whirly flyers or whatever those are.
And don't give it to David to work on.
So no rubber bands going on at A&A Vacuum. So, folks, we've got a lot of information, and we've got so little time to get through it. So I'll start off. You know, every show, for all of you listeners that have been tuning in every week, first of all, thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my goodness, yes. But, and we repeat a lot of things, and I think it's important to do so. First of all, you know we've been in the business for 66 years, three generations. We talk about that we sell vacuums. We have brands that you have heard of. We've also got brands that you might not have heard of before, and they're the elite brands, and they don't do a whole lot of advertising. And why is that? Because res ipsa loquitur, they kind of speak for themselves, companies like Miele and Ricar. But if I have to say, if there is a bastion to A&A Vacuum, and it has always been thus for all these 66 years, it's got to be repairs.
For sure. That is our business.
Yes, indeed. That's been the foundation from the very beginning. It's something Dad instilled in every one of us all this time, and we are instilling in our children. We've got your son Ben with us now, my nephew. So a little avuncular time with him, but it's been stressed so much that repairs are where it's all at. And I think it's important to take some time to explain to you wonderful listeners out there our first-class repair and service department at both of our locations. And it is not important. You can bring a repair to our store. It's not important that you have purchased the vacuum from us. We will work on anybody's vacuum, however old it is, whatever kind of shape it is. And don't even worry how it might smell. The worse, the better, because we want to prove what we can do. At both of our first-class repair areas, our repair departments, we bring them in. We take everything apart. We deodorize. We disinfect everything. And that's not because of the advent of the COVID virus. This is something we've been doing since the very beginning. We disinfect everything. We are the only vacuum store in the country that when you get your vacuum back, it looks, runs, and smells like it had just come out of a box, and in many cases, better. Also, our estimates are free. So again, there is no pressure to be had by bringing your repair in and letting us take a look at it, we will immediately, while you wait even, take your repair to the back. We listen to it. We ascertain all of the problems. And then we can come back to you, explain what all is going on with it. If you're not ready to do anything at that particular point, you take your vacuum. You pay us nothing. It may be a situation where you can't do anything at this moment, and you've got to come back another day. Look, it's Advent. Christmas is coming. You can't put money frivolously into things. So we understand how that is. So we will diagnose your vacuum for free. But when we do it, we go far beyond what we even say that we're going to do. We don't just fix the problems. We do all of the maintenance surrounding them. And one of the things that we've got going on in our repair department is we've got a basin, a huge basin, almost as big as a bathtub. We take all of those repaired vacuums apart, and all of the non-mechanical parts get soaked into a fluid. We sell it. It's called Chemzyme, and it is an enzymer. Now, this is where we've come across information. You know, we have to concede to greater information than we actually have. And, you know, I've talked to many people in the pet industry, veterinarians and people at pet stores, and across the board, they have said the finest fluid that you can use that gets rid of smells is anything with an enzymer in it, and that's precisely what we use. And yet that Chemzyme has another ingredient in it so that all of those parts come out smelling wonderful. Nothing garish, it's just very fresh. All of the mechanical parts, the brush rolls, we have been doing this for years, taking them apart. We grease the bearings to make sure that those brush rolls will spin freely. And that's important to have your brush roll spinning so that it can agitate. That's 50% of your cleanup. The motors, we take apart to the final bearing. We blow them out. We resurface armatures. We clean it, disinfect all of that. So truly, when you get it back, it is clean top to bottom, but inside and out. And that's at both of our locations. So it's Christmas time is coming around. Not everybody can put money towards buying a new vacuum because we're trying to buy presents for the kids and for all of the family. So sometimes it's necessary that we have to get our vacuum worked on. Bring it in. Let us diagnose it at either one of our locations. Now, I know we don't have much time left, but I do want to spend some time quick on shampooers, the shampooer market. We've talked about before that we have a rental program that we've almost bragged about the fact that our rental shampooer business has got to be the most expensive rental in the city. Look, I know
absolutely,
that,
yes.
Yes. And I know everybody knows you can go to Walmart or, heck, they've got rentals everywhere, at grocery stores even. You'll usually find that it's a rug doctor. You can get it for $29.95 and have it for 24 hours. We have a rental that is the Bissell commercial machine. Now, for those of you who are familiar with Bissell and are a little reticent to try them out again, don't think of them as the normal Bissells that you buy at the big box stores that break down in about half a year. This is their commercial machine, sort of in look and countenance, much like the Rug Doctor, but better. It's got all steel motors in this. The gears and the pumps are all brass, so the performance on this is better than anything that you'll see out there. We have it for 24 hours at $59.95, but there is a value that comes with it that you will not find anywhere else. First of all, that $59.95 is all you will have to spend. For all of the cleaning fluid comes with it. You get our finest stain remover. You get our finest shampoo, which has the enzymer included in there. And also, you can rest assured that whoever rented it previously, whenever we get it back in, we clean it, we disinfect it, just like we do a repair, so that when you get it back, you are not having to worry about the previous renter's problems. None of their smells, none of their germs. It is completely germ-free, almost like a brand-new shampooer. We sell those as well. So we're coming to the end of the segment. When we come back, we are going to talk about the shampooers that we sell. So please stay tuned with us. This is A&A Vacuum. I'm Tony Lord with David Lord and Phil. You're listening to Talkin' Dirty. Stay with us.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
You got it. It's me. I shut Tony down. Not, he can't have all the show. This is David Lord. We're A&A Vacuum Mart. We have two locations. West Mobile, we're about a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, we're about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. For goodness sakes, if you do nothing else, check out our website. It's the finest website in the business. It gives you more information than anybody. And even as you click on a vacuum, you'll get a short video, 2 minutes, that kind of show you what the machine is like. And it gives you an idea of our store. When you get a chance, you got to go by and see Paul or, of course, Tony.
Yes.
Demontres.
Imagine that.
Me or Anthony. Say hi to any one of them. They are the best at what they do. Now, today is a very, very good day for us because I got my buddy. It's Rick Fetch, and he's going to come on. You know what? He had to work me in, even though we're close friends. You know, lots of companies in the floor care business especially, they have these guys, they're called representatives, and their job is to come out and give you a box of three-day-old donuts and then sell and sell and sell and sell. So, you know what? It's a lot of pressure because they're like, boom, boom, boom. And so we finally came up with a question, Tony and me, to ask them back. Oh, really? What is your warranty and how is it handled? And then they go, and usually they leave with their tail between their legs. Well, I never, with this company, Miele, they are a German company, and they sell the best, and then most importantly, they take care of it. They let us, help us take care of it as well as can be done. And at the end of the day, maybe I should say, their job is to make us look good. So not only do I have a good company, but I got my buddy, who we've been friends for 25 years, and he really takes extra care of us. So if you're looking for a meal of product, we are the guys you want to get it from because I have my buddy helping us out, and you can't get better than that. Hey, Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, David. Glad to be a part. Thank you so much.
Man, I'm so glad you're here.
Pretty much what you've said, David, is what it's all about. Anybody could sell you a vacuum cleaner, but it's what your partner in Miele and A&A Vacuum do, not only during the sale, but after the sale, that I think we fairly can agree that sets us apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me ask you, just in Miele Vacuums, what makes them superior to other vacuum brands that are out there?
Well, as all of your stellar team could attest to, and if you count your services tomorrow when you walk into your store, most people have already purchased a high-dollar vacuum in the last 5 years, and here we are all over again.
Yes.
The continual failure, the continual breakdown, right?
Absolutely.
It's not like the old days where you bought one and it maybe wasn't the fanciest vacuum cleaner, but 10, 15 later, years later, you still had a vacuum cleaner.
You remember the days of the old Hoover? The whole thing cost about $69, $79. It was all metal, and it lasted 15, 20 years. Yes, and boy,
we are way away from
that day, aren't we?
So speaking of metal, and, you know, those weren't the fanciest vacuums by all means, but they were functional, they were reliable, and that's what people expect. We all work hard for our money.
Yes.
What sets Miele apart from other vacuums is our vacuums are all designed, engineered, and made to last 20 years or better.
Yes.
How can we say that, one might say? Yeah. You know what? The guy down the street, the reviews I read, what I bought the last time, it said long lasting. Here's
yes.
how we can make that statement, and we could stand by that statement very, very, very fairly, is that Miele doesn't outsource anything. It wasn't until I visited one of the factories in Bielefeld, Germany.
Hang on, let me stop you there. I just want to be clear.
Sure.
I want to be clear. Are you telling me when I look at the vacuum, it doesn't say made in China?
What Miele's, all Miele vacuums are engineered and literally designed to last 20 years or better. And here's how that happens, David, is that inside the Miele facility, we actually have testing facilities. If we were outsourcing our parts, our plastics, our materials, we couldn't make that claim.
Yes.
But Miele literally has equipment that picks up and drops the vacuum X amount of hundreds of times, knowing that's how many times your kids are going to do that. They have machines that actually crimp and step on the hose X amount of thousands of times because we know that's how many times your kids are going to try to do that just because of boredom.
So,
because we actually manufacture our materials, we stand by it because our testing facilities show over and over again that our machines are made to last 20 years or better. So if, you know, in the audience, if you're one of those people that have already paid the price of a good vacuum, but you haven't owned it yet, you owe it to yourself to go to ANA Vacuum and test drive a Miele vacuum, and you will feel the quality like no other cleaner you've ever used.
Absolutely. And Rick, you know this better than anybody. When you come to our store, I don't stick one vacuum in your hand and say, boy, you need to buy it. I don't even say anything about buying it. We want you to try it. We want you to compare it with a Dyson. I want you to pick out the machine you want and like and works for you. I want you to compare it with a Ricard vacuum. I want you to compare it with a Shark vacuum. In almost every case, not only do they end up going with the Miele, the next time they buy a vacuum, they go with the Miele again. It's in our store, it's almost 100%.
Exactly. Well, that's a prime example, David. Of feeling is believing, is when you could feel, touch, and experience that. That is something that your customers can't get in a big box store. They can't get on an online buying experience. But whether they buy from you or not, and I hope I know you guys do everything you can to earn the consumer's business, but whether they buy from you or not, the truth of the matter is they can't have that experience you just spoke about anywhere else.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So let me ask you this. We've talked about Miele, but then in my store, mostly what I carry in Miele is, Phil, how much time we got? We doing okay? Okay, we're doing good. All right, so in my store, I carry your line of Miele home care. Now what makes that special in the business?
Yeah, so home care, Miele home care, is actually our premium line of cleaners.
Okay.
What you get with a home care is you get a premium warranty. You get additional first-class functioning tools, such as the up-and-over tool that cleans your ceiling fans on a weekly basis.
Yes.
What other vacuum manufacturer gives you something that can actually do that where you're stuck with a ladder and doing that on a yearly basis that
yes.
they're growing dust, right?
Absolutely.
So, you not only, with most of the home care models, get the up and over tool, but you're also actually able to clean underneath your major appliances in your kitchen on a weekly basis with our down and under flexible tool.
Now,
so
go ahead.
You're getting actually an $80 package that you don't get with our main line. It can be added. It can be purchased. But home care gives you the entire package all at one time.
Yes, and I will say, every one of their home care lines has the best filtration that's out there. I mean, quite frankly, Miele has led the way in true HEPA filtration, and they do it better than anybody else, and that's what I love about the home care line. Everything that Miele has that is the best to offer is in the home care line, and that's why we love it so much.
Well, and I think too, David, is that, you know, along with that part of the excellence of the home care line is that our home care line of corded cleaners, we don't see, touch, breathe any dirt with our disposable dirt containment system. That, so for your customers and the consumers and listeners out there, that you get up in the morning and you wonder why you you feel that little
right.
something going on, is that.
And especially now quality. That everybody's indoors all the time, mm-hmm. and when they step out, they're wearing masks.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. That's right. And then they walk into their home, and what they see and what they're breathing is and being stirred up by all kinds of different things in the house alone, turn on a vacuum cleaner, and it's one of the biggest problems that allergy sufferers, you know, experience. So, you know, seeing is believing, experiencing is believing. The data is out there. It gets no better than a Miele vacuum when it comes to filtering.
Yeah, without question. They've always been that way. And I also happen to know that anybody that has owned a Miele in the past, because Consumer Reports said this, they were astounded that far
exactly.
and away, they were the most – people went back to the Miele every time, and it wasn't even close, and Consumer Report had to admit they could not believe that. So they really make, especially in the home care line, a very, very special line of vacuums. And all you got to do, you know, I don't have any science to back me up or anything. As vacuums come into the store, let me tell you, there's more dust on the vacuum than in the vacuum, which means it's been leaked. It works like a box fan, and it just blows dust all over the place. So, again, it's just another reason why we love Miele Home Care.
Absolutely, absolutely. And getting the added benefits of not only a warranty that is up to 4 years longer than even in our main line
yes.
in some of the cleaners, that the extra functioning of the tools. And as far as the savvy consumer, on cost standpoint, is
yes.
you compare features for features, the home care actually is the better bargain. You'll walk out of your store spending less money and getting more added value than they would with any other Miele cleaner in our main line.
Without question. All right, so I'm running out of time in this segment. I know you're busy. Is it possible to hold you over until I've got one last segment? And I wanted to ask you another couple of questions if I could. We don't
Absolutely.
Get important people on here very often.
Absolutely.
Okay, Rick.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Okay. We're going to be right back, everybody. This is Talking Dirty, A&A Vacuum with David, Tony, and Mr. Bush handling everything on the backside.
More Talking Dirt is on the way. Now, here's your Talking Dirt host, David Lord.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I got my voice back. David couldn't keep it for long, but I've still allowed him to stay. David is to my right. I am Tony Lord, and across the way, we got Mr. Phil Bush moderating as usual. Folks, we've got two locations you need to check out. Our store in Mobile is 5301 Cottage Hill Road. It's about a block and a half west of University. Give a call out there at 251-661-3549. For you Fairhope folks, never fear, we've got a store for you out there. It is 19551 Greeno Road or Highway 98. It's all the same thing. It's about 3/4 mile south of Thomas Hospital, right next to the last remaining Radio Shack and the Movement Center. The number out there is 251-928-9286. Folks, you've got to check out our website. It is aavacuum.net. That's aavacuum.net. I keep talking about all the benefits, and I can't say enough. It gives you our entire layout, so for folks that are a little reticent to come in, you can get an idea of what we have in stock. Also, for you folks looking for specific things, there are categories laid in for you that you can just click on. So if you are interested in steam mops, shops. There's a category there you can click on. You can even get a 2 or 3 minute little infomercial. Or for those of you who are interested in rechargeable vacuums, well, I'll tell you what, there's a little segment for you on there. And right now, rechargeables, that is the hottest product right now this year. So fortunately, we've still got our man from Miele, Rick Fetch. He is our partner and has been a friend of David's for 25 years, and he kind of likes me all right.
I was going to say that.
I was going to say, I only claim you.
That's. I was going to say we weren't going to tell anybody, but, you know, the secret's out. But folks, everybody, it is true that rechargeables are the thing right now. And one of the things that Miele has got is they're always coming out with the most innovative of products. So in a world of rechargeables where you go and they all look the same, when you look at a Miele rechargeable, the new Triflex, it is the finest rechargeable out there. And there are reasons for that, Mr. Fetch, and I'd love for you to tell them. For one thing, I noticed that it can stand up upright without you having to hold it up.
Boy, that's only part of it, Tony. That I have to go back and first off and explain to your audience my Triflex experience.
Yes,
as Miele knows and my colleagues know, there's little filter between mind and mouth with me because the dust mites and 40 years of being in this industry have taken the filter away.
Oh, so yes.
A little over a year ago, I actually received the Triflex as part of a home test market.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with a house full of quite the arsenal of vacuum cleaners, I thought, well, okay, here's another crumb snatcher that
yes.
I'll use after dinner at that. And I have to tell you, Tony, is that despite, once again, all of the vacuums I have in my house, I've got to be honest.
Yes.
I can't tell you the last time I've touched one other than the Triflex.
Well, I was going to say, I think that's so important.
Is unlike any other cordless vacuum cleaner on the market.
Yes.
Number one, it feels like a Miele, it cleans like a Miele, and it even sounds like a Miele.
Yes.
Very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not piercing. It actually has an extremely long battery life. I think you guys have talked about that before on other shows, but it's worth mentioning.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Most cordlesses, you take a few swipes with it, 5 minutes has passed, and your time is done. Now you have to charge it up for 6 hours overnight before it goes again.
Boy,
the Triflex on mode number one actually will run every bit of an hour without recharging.
I tell you what, that is unheard of. You know, David's got another friend that owns a gym. It's Jason Green. And in all fairness, before, because he now owns a Triflex, he is a true believer. Before that, he had the V10, and he liked its performance all right, but he had called David the next day after he purchased it and said, Dave, do you realize that on high, the V8 only runs, what was it, like 8 minutes?
Seven.
7 minutes. So
correct.
An hour is unheard of, and I happen to know that it's low. The Triflex's low is far superior than the V10's high.
Absolutely. And furthermore, you have to remember the Triflex has Vortex technology. Just like most vacuum cleaners, the Triflex has suction.
Yes.
But suction doesn't do anything as far as moving dirt. What Vortex technology has given the Triflex that is unique, it has more air flow. It moves more air through the carpet, on the bare floors, on your furniture surfaces than any other cordless. So you can have enough suction to pull chrome off a bumper, but it may not move dirt. The airflow of the Vortex technology of the Triflex is unique in itself, that it gives the consumer a thorough, deep clean, even on wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yes, yes, indeed. And within that container, they'll call it a centripetal air movement. It's like pulling dirt towards its center, so it actually makes it more efficient as far as getting the dirt to the canister faster without putting much stress on that motor.
Exactly, exactly. And for if you had any doubt at all that the Miele company didn't put a lot of thought into engineering and design –
Mm-hmm.
If your consumers go to your website, the consumers do their searching around, they're going to find that our renowned canisters come in three, corded canisters come in three configurations. They come in the classic, the compact, and the complete.
Yes.
And while engineering the Triflex machine, knowing that everybody wanted to maybe cut the cord at this, and we didn't realize how large the market was going to be, what the Miele company did was they created both the compact, which is the hand version of the Triflex, the classic, which is the stick broom that everybody's used to seeing and sitting in a corner. But my favorite position, the complete, is the upright mode.
Yes,
and
sir.
In the upright mode, we don't fall over, we don't tip, you don't have to lean it up against the wall and hear it crash to the floor. It actually stands upright, just like a full-size machine does.
Yes, yes.
So that's very unique in itself.
Oh, absolutely. It is the only one of its kind that does that. So not just for storing, which is important, but also, look, you're going to get interruptions when you're trying to do your house cleaning, and it's such a benefit to be able to just walk away. The way the weight is distributed in that feature, you don't have to worry about that it's going to fall down on the table.
That's right.
Now, I will say this, because what is also hot this year, obviously, are robots. A lot of people do love them. Now, I can imagine the questions going on with our listeners right now. Why the Triflex over the robot vacuums?
Very simple. As good as robotic vacuum continues to progress, as we see in the market.
Yes, sir.
I've yet seen one do a decent job at vacuuming the ceiling fan. I haven't seen them jump up on the sofa yet and vacuum the sofa. And I don't want my robotic vacuum, if they ever create one, opening up my car door and vacuuming the car mat.
And the Triflex has never run over poop and run it all over the house.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, too, you guys were talking about runtime.
Yes, sir.
That some people will argue that point, and they'll say, well, mine actually, my competitive cordless vacuum runs 7 or 8 minutes. Do you know why they run 7 and 8 minutes and why some only run 5 and 6 minutes?
Why is that?
Because the customer with 7 and 8 minutes gets trigger fingers.
That's true.
They have to hold on to a switch in order to run the machine. So if you release it every 10, 15 seconds because you get the stiffness in your fingers, then you do get a longer run time.
Hey, Ricky. Ricky, we have run flat out of time because when Gladys Knight and the Pips come on, my dad grew up sneaking into her concert. And so that's dad and mom taking us home. I would love to get you on another time if I can possibly talk you into it.
Absolutely, guys. It's been my absolute pleasure.
Ours too. All right, guys. Please listen to us next week. Check out our website, aavacuum.net. We'll see you next week.